honey, that was amazing. That was so delicious. Yeah, look. My tummy is purring. Like a cat. And I'm rubbing it. Like a little child. No, I'm not only saying it, it was lovely. It's why I passed on that airplane food. As hungry as I was, I couldn't wait to taste your cooking again. There's something about a meal that's made with love and attention. And anyway, the food that they were serving was so plain. You see, I missed your cooking and you missed my puns. Yeah, like an unscratchable itch inside your head. We a team, baby. But Angel, it's not only your cooking I miss. When I saw you today, it felt like home, you know? Even though we were in the airport, it felt like home. And I felt it in my heart. And when you wrapped your arms around me, I felt so warm and loved. And I know they say that thing about absence makes the heart grow fonder and all that, but we had talks over Zoom. They paled in comparison. Yeah, I'm a bit sappy, a bit mushy. Jet lag always does this to me though. Mushy and a little bit vulnerable. And I have to admit, a tired man. Oh, so damn tired. And the carb comas after hitting two. Do I want to go to bed? Yes, honey. I refuse to sleep as well, you know. As well as refusing the food. So I am jaded. Yeah, jaded. Oh, I mean in the Irish version of jaded. Did I ever explain the Irish version of jaded to you? No? Okay, so, but... you're gonna have to Google it. I'm so tired. My brain would definitely give you the wrong definition. Come on, take your tired man to bed. Your kiss. I miss spooning you. I miss the smell of your perfume. I miss the way your body fits right into mine. Spooning after being away so long on a hot summer's night, it's bliss, honey. Uh.
could sleep just like that.
Yeah, baby. Just because I'm jet lagged doesn't mean he is. He doesn't suffer from it at all. I think it's some kind of brain abnormality or something. He just doesn't get it. Yeah, but it's not his fault, honey. I mean, it's not his fault that my arms are wrapped around such a sexy lady. And then he's touching against her silk nightdress right now. And that's why he's not so interested in slumber. Yeah, I am. I am a little sleepy. But you know how it goes. You and your wiggling into me. And that energy between us kind of takes my volition out of it. But in the sexiest way possible, of course. The sexiest way. So I'm done. I've no choice. There's something I find a little weird about traveling. Well, as a species, aren't we kind of fascinated with getting from A to B as quickly as possible? I mean, shouldn't getting to the destination be as much fun? You know, like traveling. Soaking everything in. Savoring the moment. Not just rushing to get to the end like a 100-meter sprint or something. What I'm saying, slow and gentle. But at the same time, I want you to remind me over and over again of why I miss you so much. You'll find a way to pin your jet lag man to the bed and show him and tell him without using words.
how much you miss them. How is that so? What's the point in rushing from A to B when you can enjoy getting to B so much? So pin your man to the bed and tell him. Tell him what your moves, your moans, your touch and your kisses. Make me remember why I adore you so much, sweetheart.